The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is the Peter Boyle Show.
It is. We are in one more time, everyone. It is 7 a.m. Good morning, Friday, the 18th of September, on the air everywhere. And the weekend weather is beauty. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather on a Friday. Warm and a little bit hazy still. 85 the high today. Tomorrow, 87. Sunday, 80. Coming up, David Horowitz, who's written extensively about the decline, rapid decline in NFL ratings. And then Dave Gruber, the city councilman from Aurora. In the meantime, the man of the hour. I can tell you something, Bubba. I tried, and Billy tried, and Hildebrand tried, and I'm in watching it over Jeffrey's shoulder in the newsroom, and Katie Monahan called me and texted me last night, how do I get on? They had a watching party or a viewing party, and you know, you flooded them. I mean, I was mentioning earlier, Stephen Tubbs, of course, with us, 1,000 years ago when I broke into the business and we worked at KWBZ and Campgrounds of America, and Alan Berg was alive, and he would... He would make people so nuts that, and these are all, this is way before, I'm sure, digital phone systems. Nobody had cell phones or anything.
Right.
He would burn, they called it, I think they called it the trunk line. I was thinking this this morning at work, and he would do things on the air that would burn up or block or whatever would happen. There'd be so many people trying to call that it would just, I don't want to use the word melt, but something would happen, and then he would just crash the phones. And he did it more than – BZ was an old studio and, you know, and even – I think he did it once or twice at KOA. So whatever you did – so first of all, what happened last night where people couldn't watch the film?
Honestly, I think it was overwhelming demand. I mean, we had, you know, a lot of people all at once logging on. And, I mean, Pete, this is – I've heard and seen comments from people – literally from Hawaii to upstate New York and everywhere in between, and, of course, here in Colorado. I just want to say, first and foremost, thank you for your support. Bill, thanks for your support. To all of our contributors who made this possible, I mean, we are usually our own toughest critics in this business, and you know, I can't balance a checkbook, but I think I can put a pretty good documentary film together, and I hope my track record has proved that over the last decade. But, man, I just kind of exhaled as I was falling asleep last night, just going, we pulled this off, Pete, in less than 60 days. And, of course, everybody this morning that has commented, well, I won't say everybody, 99.5% are extremely positive. What I love, though, and I'm going to focus on the 0.5% just because I think it's funny, it's like, oh, hey, thanks, Siskel and Ebert. I really appreciate your review there. Sorry I didn't use a transition shot and fade at 0.245, you know, frames per second or whatever. But overall, Pete, the response has been tremendous. And I wish I could tell you this morning, you know, this afternoon I have a lunch with John Hickenlooper, Michael Hancock, Benny Milliner, and Federico Pena.
Right.
But there sadly has been no lunch invitation extended yet.
Well, Stefan's here, and the dock dropped last night, and it flooded. And this morning you can see it on YouTube. Jeffy's watching it on YouTube. It's still on our website, 710knus.com. But
yeah, it'll be there, Pete. And right now it's as you mentioned, you know, more than 6,000 views in about 9 hours.
Wow.
And again, it's free, you know, nice. And I can't wait for you to watch it start to finish. But boy, what we reveal about Denver's Road Home, and I said on my show last night, look, if there's one person in the state that for years had focused on this is just not right, this is not helping, the overall problem, sure, Denver's Road Home helped those who were homeless, some of them. But I said last night, I said with you, you know, ask yourself in 2020, 5 years after Denver's road home technically ended, is homelessness in 2020 better or worse than it was in 2015? We all know the answer.
But it's Bob Cote, who was the original person, started Step Denver, then it was Step 13. But when this came down and we talked about bird feeders, and he said, you want to feed the hummingbirds, but you end up with squirrels and wolverines. And he talked about why you don't feed bears in Yellowstone. And he talked about what is going to happen, and that these people, and it is Hickenlooper, and it's Parvinsky, and it was Roxanne White. I'll name them. And he said these people are committing suicide on the installment plan.
Yep.
And that's what they do. Street alcoholics and addicts are killing themselves one day at a time, and all they did was allow that to happen. They underwrite that daily suicide. Having said all those things, I'm not as far. When I walked in to see what Jeffy was doing, it's Hancock at DIA. God, is that funny? About spare change.
How about that? Yeah, that was so, you know, you and I talked yesterday about it. Do you have the parking meters in?
Yeah.
And we have that. We have the little change things at DIA. It shows the executive director of Denver's Road Home from 2012 to 2017. Uh-huh. You know, we gave this guy Benny Milner, who I respect his military service, but I'll tell you what, this guy's made almost $1 million in salary and benefits. He is an appointee. When he left Denver's Road Home, his good buddy Michael Hancock created a position. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about this more this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Benny Milner works as a community liaison currently, as he wakes up this morning on the city's payroll. I could not find one person within the sheriff's department, within the city and county of Denver, politicians past and present who had to remain anonymous. They have no idea what this man does.
Well, do you know what the manager does?
You can't even find him. Oh. You cannot even find him easily in the sheriff's directory.
All right, how about the manager of safety? I can give you a lot of these
who?
Guys. Right. What? You know, they don't exist. They just, they're patronage. They have the job for a reason, and it's clear to me now why why Hancock chooses Paul Pazin. I don't know if he was going to realize what he was going to turn into, but he certainly has turned into it. But this is true with the city of Denver, and I think I've not seen the film, but the decay is aptly named since these guys got their hands on the throttle. And I'm talking about John Hickenlooper, the precursor to Michael Hancock. So,
right.
I mean,
absolutely. I mean, I told you yesterday, we start the film you know, in 1983, right. And then there's a soundbite from Federico Pena,
sure.
And then it goes to, you know, what we try to do in the front part of the film is to kind of show you, I don't care what political party they were from, and some people will not believe that, but it's not your fault, my fault, that all of these people I'm identifying are Democrats. And it goes from Federico Pena to Wellington Webb to John Hickenlooper to Michael Hancock. And a lot of people, I think, wanted this film, Pete, to take down BLM. They wanted to have this be a film where somebody this morning on a Friday is going to get fired or somebody's going to resign. Look, I put it out there for you, and if you want to start a letter campaign or call them this morning and tell them how pissed off you are, I can guarantee you this. Michael Hancock, John Hickenlooper, Federico Pena, Murphy Robinson,
you said those.
John Hickenlooper, they all missed an incredibly easy opportunity to get their side of the story out there, because it is fair. I stand behind it. As much this morning as I did 3 weeks ago when we were putting it together, and you know, late nights and all of that. But it just shows you it's so easy for anybody just to dismiss something because they don't like hearing on the premise of what it might be. But, I mean, you know, they come across as a couple of buffoons.
Well, as I told you,
and they had every opportunity, Pete, to be in this film, and they didn't. And I didn't take it to them because they didn't show up. I just presented facts. It's not my fault that, you know, you laugh nervously or you've handled things like, you know, complete buffoons, homeless or the violence.
Told you before, there's a great line. If you knew where you were going to die, you would never go there. If I said, Stefan, you're going to die in Omaha, you'd never go to Omaha. Point of it is,
right.
They got the Kyle Clarks of the world. They got the Denver Post of the world. They have other places that they can go. They can go to Campgrounds of America if they want to. Occasionally they do. I don't think they show up with Mandy anymore, but they can go to the morning show. They can do these things. They have all their outlets. They have their buddies they can call. I mean, it's provable. And why would they screw around with you? I mean, I'm serious as a heart attack. Or even come on.
No, you're right.
I've years ago, I thought, you know, I mean, I've even given up on asking Corey Gardner to come on the show. He won't come on the show. But I think it's okay. It's cool. It's all right. You know, what was a great line? Folks hoping you turn out cool. But, you know, they had to take you out. They had to take you out of school. So, and Hancock, he's term limited. Hickenlooper, he's ahead in points. He's hiding out in the basement. He's doing a Joe Biden. The rest of the media, I even looked this morning because of the cratering of the ratings. I can't find anywhere Channel 9 or the Denver Post or anybody else is writing about how the Denver Broncos cratered on Monday Night Football. They can't
do
that.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that earlier this morning. And again, you know, that doesn't surprise really anybody. And you know where they're going to be able to get their good coverage.
Or whatever.
I mean, that's a given.
Or they're all in bed together or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But the point is, the Denver Broncos were down, some people think, greater than 30% in the first rating. Last night, your Broncos. Last night, your Bengals and your Browns played. And from Mac and me a year ago, they're down 45%.
I hear in some markets, Denver and Decay actually beat the Browns-Bengals.
I said that.
In TV ratings.
I said, what happened was they said, why did they have bad numbers? I said, because of Stephen's film. Stephen,
I appreciate
no,
that.
No, listen.
You know, the thing is Pete, where does this, I guess I'm kind of going to tackle this afternoon. Where does this go from here? You know, there's always going to be a percentage of the audience, whether they're listening to you or me on the radio or they're watching a film, there's a percentage of the audience that wants to be spoon-fed the answers. And that's not what this documentary does.
Let me tell you
this.
This
documentary film shows you and explains what's going on. And look, if you want to do nothing and sit by and not vote, okay. If you want to take action, that's terrific. But I'm not spoon-feeding you. Here's exactly what you need to do. And I think some people, in their disappointment, they wanted to know more of what they can do. It's like, look, I mean,
Steph, look in the mirror. I will be one of the most amazed old Irishmen in the world if you get a phone call from the Corey Gardner campaign wanting to talk to you about using some of that film as a commercial against John Hickenlooper. I'll be amazed. I'll buy you lunch.
Listen, they don't have to use the film.
No.
I mean, if you want to use the facts, I mean,
one
Hickenlooper,
more.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The campaign right now, if you did a 30-second spot just on the failure of Denver's road home, I mean, I think you put a spike in the numbers.
But you've got to ask yourself, look, I come back. This is my broken record. Stephen Tubbs, Peter Boyles. It's about 13 after the hour. This is the broken record. The Republican Party in the state of Colorado is an absolute. If one of them died, they could all go to the funeral in one car. It's a clown show. All right?
Pete, it's getting better. It is getting
better. Oh, yeah, right. I believe that. Having said that. You know, they should be trying to find somebody to challenge Jared Polis. They're not. I think they're feeding the info to this young woman in the 3rd District, and I think she's starting to flounder. She's listening to these people. Don't listen to them. Don't take their money. You're doing good on your own. And the other one is, where's the challenge? Well, Corey Gardner needs to call Stephen Tubbs, and he needs to say, hey, man, can we lift some of that? Can you help us craft an ad? And the same thing, next week we're doing the extensive book on the Bilderberg that I read years ago. Washing the car and showing a Hickenlooper bumper sticker on a Maserati. Stefan, I mean, I have no idea even what that means. And so, you know, and they got this guy on the ropes. I mean, Dick Wadhams was on the radio talking to us that, you know, he doesn't have a lock on this. But if there's any movement in the force, which there is, it's not because Corey's doing a good job. It's because Hickenlooper's doing a bad one.
Right.
You got him.
Right.
You got him. We've talked about this. Cote knew at the moment that it happened. Cote said, now watch this. And the whole thing goes up in smoke.
You know who was just awesome, Pete? And I know we talked about this before, Paul Scudo was just
great.
He
man.
Is just so great.
Yeah.
And listen, to your audience, if you're on Twitter, you can follow the show. Use today the hashtag Denver in Decay. That way we can kind of track what people are talking about. We can engage in conversation. I'm going to be an open book this afternoon on the show. We're going to talk about it a lot and take calls. I mean, I'll take your film reviews. I'll take your criticism. It's fine. I do ask that people remember this was all done in less than 60 days and so forth. But the film is up there now. I know it's gone nationwide already. I've heard from people from Honolulu, Seattle, New York, Texas, Oklahoma, that, you know, if you don't pay attention, America, this could be, and I think Casper Stockham says it best in the film at the end, you know, this is coming to a suburb near you.
Of course it is.
And that's really the genesis of what we're talking about. It's both the homeless issue and it is the violence issue. Sure. And I just hope, Pete, at the end of the day, last night, even though we were delayed a little bit, and right now, as it's available for free, that we can open some eyes.
Stephen Tubbs, Peter Boyles, it is up now. It's on YouTube. It's on our website, 710knus.com, Stephen's film. But, you know, we were talking about Soros and how when Gingrich is on Fox, they mentioned Soros and they shut him down. You and I know Open Society Foundation. We watched it in Vancouver. He underwrites this. And now this, you were talking about, I mean, I pedal bike, and you see needles on the bike trails and the rest of this stuff. That's George Soros, and that's how this works, and that's Michael Hancock, and that's Jared Polis. And I have no idea why the media is in and of itself. As you know, we've got some interesting stuff going on about us that's laugh-out-loud funny, but we'll have some fun with that someday. But I'm telling you, brother, you hit the home run. And
thank you, man.
Well, now we'll see what happens. I plan on watching it. I got a sort of busy day, but I'll see it before I go to bed tonight.
Yeah, you know, and the great thing is, man, you know, what we did, Pete, this whole thing, start to finish, including a 3-minute beautiful song at the end when the credits are rolling. I mean, this thing is 50 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the other thing I will say, I guess, in my team's defense is, we cannot tackle everything and solve every problem in 50 minutes. But what we can do is light the fire. I encourage everybody to watch it and share it within your networks just to let people know what's going on. And then from there, you're going to have to make your own decisions, whether you want to leave Denver, leave Colorado, stay here and say, I'm going to fight. Mm-hmm. If you want to register to vote after this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be up to people, Pete, to decide what they want to do.
There is a one-word answer, and it says sobriety. Sobriety would change 99.999% of all of that. Be sober.
I'll give you three other words, too, right, for the violence part. Law and order.
But I would imagine that 99% of the insanity that happens that's violent, they're either high, getting high, or trying to get high when they did what they did. Ends there. I love you, my boy. I'm so proud of you.
Love you, brother.
Come
Thank
a long
you
way.
So much.
Stephen Tubbs. We got open lines, 303-696-1971. Horowitz is coming up about the NFL. And then Dave Gruber. Last night, the overnight say 45% down. The NBA, Eastern Conference ratings, league numbers down 45% as well. Why? Seasons are changing. You don't need furnace safety checks. Yes, you do. I can't tell you what a cool deal this is. First of all, it's called Mighty Plumbing and Heating. But Kevin and these guys working, and they're safe for people that I love. And look, you don't want to deal with this stuff. You know, and what's a great line? You know and I know. So I don't know, maybe in November for the first time the furnace comes on. You haven't done squat to your furnace for a couple of years. It's been sitting there all summer because it's been hot. And you go, okay, honey, turn on the furnace. Boom. And it's cold in here. Furnace doesn't work, Dad. Here's the deal for $69. $69, a furnace safety check. $69. You call a man up, and, you know, even if you have to wait 4 or 5 days, you don't need it right now. It's going to be $85, $87, $80, but you're going to need it. Get it done now, because you know the first time you turn on a furnace and it's cold and it snaps, they're going to be calling, and everybody's going to be booked. Be smart. Get ahead of the game. Tough, built to last, great folks. They book you on the spot when you call. They text you confirmation. There's no hassle, no scheduling. $69. Are you out of your mind? Call the man up. Kevin's my guy, 720-340-1950. Mighty Heating and Plumbing. I love the name. 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. Online, mightyph.com. Get that done. 710 KNUS. Everyone, hang on.
Listen live at radio.com.
When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
Friday morning, September 18th, 710 KNUS, little country music time. 85 will be the high, 87 Saturday, Sunday, 80. Horowitz is coming up to talk about the NFL, and then the one and only David Gruber. I want to do this again. This was just amazing. We have so many things to talk about. But watching what happened to Newt Gingrich on Fox News, and it's really worth playing, and then to read the apology, which was even worse. But Gingrich is bringing up, he's on Wednesday, and he's bringing up the role of this, he's the billionaire, and he's interestingly described in many different ways, but he clearly is involved in all kinds of very radical projects, and he funds radical politicians. So I think it speaks for itself. There are three women, and two of the women's voices play out, and the other is silent. But listen to the handling of Speaker Gingrich when he brings up the one and only George Soros. Billy, if you would.
It's Speaker Gingrich, I know you have a final thought for us.
Yeah, look, the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Just yesterday, they put somebody back on the street who's wanted for two different murders in New York City. You cannot solve this problem. And both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Okay. So it's verboten.
All right. We're going
to. So now we cannot talk about George Soros on Fox News. They shut him down. So here comes this apology, and it's not an apology. Let me read this to you. So, and I love how these people speak. So we had a little incident yesterday that was not smooth. While I was leading that segment, we had an eruption. I sat silently while all this played out. Also not ideal. Our guest, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, here it comes, who is beloved, needed to be allowed to speak with openness and respect that the show is all about. Do we debate with fire here? Yes. But we also give each other the space to express ourselves as the original member of the six-year amazing daytime ride known as Outnumbered. Well, why don't you prop yourself up? I especially want to rock and roll with every voice and perspective at the table. We don't censor on the show, really. And that's why we're winning weekdays at noon. That's crap. Billy, who's on line one? All right, we go to Larry on one. Larry, it's a Friday. Good morning. You're on a radio show.
Larry, this is Larry. I have had a face-to-face conversation with Matt Durkin, who is running for DA in Jefferson County. And I had understood him earlier on to say that because the other side did, he took money from Soros. Boy, did he straighten me out on that. And then I called Kelly, who was his opponent, and she denied that she was taking anything from Soros. Yeah. But she said she's taken it from a PAC out of Boulder, which is most likely Soros.
Sure. Yeah, I'm just getting on to this. Dick Wadhams settled a lot of this stuff this morning. I honestly tell you, I don't know. Would I be surprised? Because I know that Soros, anytime you see the Open Society Foundation, and I take you back to work that Steph and Mr. Crowley and I were involved with, was heroin injection or meth injection and cocaine injection. That was all funded by Soros. And
well, Matt Durkin really was vehement face-to-face with me that he is not taking any monies whatever from George Soros or any organization from him.
I legitimately don't know anything about it, so smartest thing I can do is not say anything because I legitimately only – I only heard this morning, and then Wadhams called the show and said, no, that's not the case. So
Well, I can tell you in a face-to-face conversation with him, he was very upset that I had taken that information.
Okay.
And he really jumped up and down that he's not taking anything. Now, one of the things that puts my hair up a little, Kelly, who is a Democrat, is also an employee of the DA's office. Mm-hmm.
Well, but you can do that. You can be employee of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, run for sheriff. You can run for DA. That's not out of line. As a matter of fact, the current district attorney in Denver has been on the job, and she was a chief prosecutor for a while and just ran for the job. So,
well, and Scott Story is still an employee.
Well, I understand that. But, that, again, you know, the other stuff is – and I totally understand what you're saying, and I accept it. But believe it, that's not out of line or illegal to run from inside your own department.
No, it's not illegal. I just
part of it would be, although it's not the case in Denver, you would want somebody that had the experience – you wouldn't want somebody coming from the total outside.
I'm not sure of that.
Well, I'm just telling you, you know, for instance, the sheriff's department, you don't want somebody, you know, and look what happened in Denver when they brought in Chief White. He knew nothing all about Denver, and Hancock brought him in, and they're, I don't know, I mean, Paul Pazin is unbelievable right now, but Chief White was a horrible chief, so I got no answers. I just
well,
know.
Well, out here we got the story of Stone. Taj Mahal.
Oh, I know.
It continues on and on.
And now Dr. Johnson has said he is retiring and, you know, getting out when the getting's good. So appreciate your call, 303-696-1971. We don't have a way to screen this, so Billy has to tell me where we're going next. No two? Is that what you said, no two? Hang on to two? All right. How about if I read commercial, and Billy's clearing calls. The piece that Horowitz did on the ratings for the NFL was just really well done. They have tanked again. Monday night tanked last night, down 45% over a year. Well, let's go. Let's just Dave on three. Let's go to Dave on three. Dave, you're on a radio show. Good morning and welcome.
Hey, Pete. Better examples close by. The Arapahoe County Sheriff was just a beat cop in Edgewater or whatever. The Arapahoe County Clerk. The AG's office here in Colorado, and the couple that are being prosecuted by the AG in St. Louis that pulled out the guns for the rioters, they're all products of Soros money.
I wouldn't discount that. I don't know it, though, but that's why I have to be cautious here. But Tucker Carlson had that great line. George Soros wants to watch America burn. He's getting a return on his money. This country's burning. And
yeah, Soros can't even go on this different countries. They outlawed him from even entering.
Well, he's fascinating character. He lives in Curacao now, and he's now 90, I think. And his sons are carrying on a lot of his work.
But, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I've read his bio. It's not an autobiography, but I read a biography of him. He's Hungarian, and they went through the Nazis. And there's all kinds of questions. He's also a Hungarian Jew. And there's all kinds of questions about his role during occupation. And he goes into he goes to Britain, and he shorts the pound. That's really, really – he's brilliant. I mean, he's a brilliant financial character. And then but I don't know what his thinking is. You know, his parents were into that – I think it's Esperanto. There was this movement to have one world language, and that speaks to one world government. It speaks to all kinds of stuff. But I know that we tracked heroin injection. Heroin injection in Vancouver, in fact, all across Canada, is all funded by Soros. And when we – remember that woman used to come on Channel 9, always wore a lab coat? Remember that woman? I can't think of her name. Mm-hmm. And Kyle Clark used to put her over. And they're all working for Soros. But she had to find it, like you point out. You know, you could see these foundations, and there would be a foundation funding a foundation that would fund a foundation and would give them money. And they were, sometimes people call them double blinds. When you read history, there's double blinds. There's, you know, you can't find them. But the guy who originally came in and started all of that stuff up, he was a Soros guy. And they'll bring it back. I'm told that the AG took money from Soros. I would not be shocked, because he becomes a friend of the court in Philly to bring back heroin injection. That's absolutely insanity. I mean,
well, they won this last election in 18 by outspending. Yeah. I mean,
no, they won it because they were just better. I mean, do you think Walker Stapleton? Think of that campaign, please.
No, I mean the Arapahoe County Sheriff, the Arapahoe County Committee, the clerk here in the county, and everything. Just big money coming in and overwhelming a public is unaware of it.
Sure, but sometimes, like if you go back and read Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, she had more money. Everybody talked about Trump being this wealthy character, and in fact he is, but she had more money. Money doesn't always turn the trick, but it can make an enormous difference. I agree with you there.
Well, thanks, Pete.
Thank you. Good call. All right, 303-696-1971. Bengals game down 45% last night. Coming up, Horowitz will talk about it. 303-696-1971. Fox News. Now you're not allowed to talk. Is that what it is now? It's verboten, which means forbidden. Is it now that you can't mention George Soros' name, who is really, I mean, he is the godfather of the crazy left. He's the financier of all of this insanity. Steph and I and Mr. Crowley, and I go back to that moment because it's coming back. You watch Budweiser try and bring heroin injection back. I mean, you can count on it. They'll wait till after the christening. I think everything goes back to the godfather. We're going to wait till after the christening. And they're all gone now. Stachy, Coolio, they're all dead. Now it's time to answer for Centino. I'm telling you, it's time to answer for Centino. You watch what happens. This joker that's the AG, he'll bring this back. And we talked about what we went through. And I remember we talked about Albus Brooks, Flying Albus, Utah chapter. He went to Vancouver, on a broom. These guys, they couldn't produce any documents. Oh, I went up there, and you could put one of those heroin injection sites right next to my home. Tubbs and I and Mr. Crowley, when we were allowed into one, but we saw the street. These idiots are now a block and a half from Channel 4. They took over the old La Centrale. I'm told it's unbelievable. I see heroin, I see needles, junkie needles. Remember Kyle Clark got upset because I said junkie on the air? That there's somehow these are victims. They're junkies. He said junkie. Yeah, they're junkies. They were junkies when I was a kid. They're a junkie as I'm a man. That's what did you call them as a kid? They were junkies. I get amazed at how the media, I think we may have a story to tell someday soon that you're going to make everybody laugh. Look, if you want and you're wanting to finish your basement, remodel your kitchen, or simply make some upgrades, it's the time. American financing, mortgage rates are incredibly low. There's equity you have in your home. You can make significant changes and have a manageable monthly payment, and you do it right. American financing. American Financing, because their mortgage consultants guide you through options without pressuring you. They did such a great job for me. Really take pride in finding the best solutions. And they did it for me. And I can't tell. We saved a bunch of money. And we tightened up the time. And we dropped the number. And it's a win-win. They took great care of me. They'll do the same to you. Call them at 303-695-7000. Make the phone call. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Yeah, we'll read a thing coming up, but he's absolutely on the money. And you go to AmericanFinancing.net, American Financing, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. And it's really, really true. Let me read you this because this guy's right. I said, what about Soros? He just writes to it. What about Soros and Silvestri of the Colorado Progress Now? He's at the Denver Post. They're the ones that they hacked Caldera. They got rid of John. Caldera. They took Johnny C. And they got rid of him. That was the same guy. And he's married to the woman that was presenting the heroin into Colorado. Of course they are. They're Soros guys. Hey, Mark, you on a gig, man. Good morning. Thank you.
How's it going? By the way, I did 25 years on the air as a, shall we say, invited guest for Irvin Joe. And love it when you have the hitman on.
What do you do that you were on their show all the time?
Well, early on when they were starting to do their remotes, I think it was at Fiore's.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Joe locked up and, you know how that show was.
Yes, I do. Yes. I knew that restaurant too.
And so I don't know, a couple of days later, I felt bad, and they're doing a remote out by text center where my office was, and I went by to apologize to him. He said, "Oh, you're the guy that did that?" He said, "You know, we got 400 calls that day. Can you do it tomorrow?"
Hitman knew, man. Everybody knows
and
that.
Every time I try to lay out for about, 6 weeks, Irv would call me at home or Joe would call me at home.
Right,
and,
man. Yeah.
So anyway, I was pretty much the protagonist for whatever.
Cool.
So anyway,
that's a roll of
I produced Reggie's show too, his TV show.
Reggie, okay.
Reggie McDaniel.
Okay, sure.
So anyway, have a real appreciation. Yeah, I've listened to you since you were doing traffic, KWBZ days that.
Wow.
So, but Pete, the election coming up, if you want to boil it all down in this whole howdy doody image, and I'm personally, as somebody that's lived here 45 years, shocked that a lot of Hickenlooper's behavior, and I'll just mention one, the 911 call, and that's documentable, by the way. That'll just tell you how big a mess that guy was personally when he was running for reelection and who he is personally. I know that the public stuff has come out, but to turn the vote over for the next Supreme Court justice or two or three Supreme Court justices just because you don't like, Corey, and I get that. I understand why you don't, Pete. We just can't do that. It's a national election. Hold on a minute.
The Cory Gardner and John Hickenlooper are not a national election. That's a state of Colorado.
If we lose the Senate,
my friend, nobody in New York's voting for John Hickenlooper or Cory Gardner. That battle.
National.
I understand that, but it's still like what happens in Nevada.
No,
please, one more time.
But
right now, Cory Gardner is behind. And
so
I'm telling. Right now, Cory Gardner's behind.
Yep.
Cory Gardner has to assume he's behind. So, if Joe Williams was here, he's a fight fan. I'm a fight fan. What do you do when you're behind? You're going into we're in the middle of September, and fight lexicon. That's called the championship rounds. When
you
first
go to the scorecard.
Don't ever let the fight go to the cards.
That's right.
I
agree.
You want to knock him out. So,
but if people are wondering the difference then when he was running for governor and now that he doesn't want to run for senator.
My friend, listen to me. He was a media darling. He was beloved. Ritter was in a huge scandal about doing what he was doing in his private life. Ritter bails, and the Denver Post offers some huge cover for bailing out. And what happens? Hickenlooper steps up, walks it. And he was the darling. Look, that thing that he said to Channel 9 was, "You're supposed to protect me." That wasn't inside baseball. That was real.
I think Pete, when he went to see the Bilderbergers, had nothing to do with those people are really smart when it comes to politics. I don't think it had anything to do with him running for president.
I think absolutely the opposite. I think if you look at their past, Jimmy Carter, this governor, Bill Clinton, a governor, they send them over. They're from smaller states. They don't have the stroke. We know for real that when Jimmy went, and we'll do a book on it next week, Zabrinsky takes him. Zabrinsky ends up as Secretary of State. After Fulbright, then they go over, and Bill Clinton goes. And look, with one follows the other. I want to know, and this is Cory Gardner, or the ad, who tapped him on the shoulder, who said, "Hey, John, come to Turin." And then you'll know. But you won't know unless the people push him. And I'm sorry. If you're in the rear, you throw a punch. I don't see a punch.
Well, not every punch we want to see thrown. And like I said,
no, it isn't we. It isn't we, and it's not national. It's local. What does somebody in Edgewater or somebody in Colorado Springs think when they find out that this, that, or the other thing? But right now, everybody's talking about homelessness, but I would imagine 7 out of 10 people don't know John Hickenlooper got that off the ground. That's Cory Gardner's fault.
Democrats legislate things through the bench.
All right, man. Okay. You can believe what you want to believe. I love you. You fulfilled your
role.
Take care, man. 303-696-1971. It doesn't work that way. You got to educate people with your advertising. And if you're back, and here we are. This is September 17th. That's the championship rounds. If you haven't hit him in the jaw by now. It's time, this uncertainty right now, more than ever. You converting diamonds and gold and sterling silver and wedding bands and Rolex watches into cash at David Ellis Jewelry. Get instant cash paid on the spot. David's been buying precious metals, coins, jewelry in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential evaluations on real estate, jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. He's my friend. Need some dough for the weekend. Need some big dough. There's no obligation. And a free evaluation is private and confidential. Call David Ellis Jewelry. You can call David at 303-322-8779, 303-322-8779. He's the 3rd and Clayton at Cherry Creek North 6 days a week, and David's there. The website's davidellisjewelry.com. See the man, David Ellis. Call him at 303-322-8779. You will be glad that you did.
News Talks. Listen live at radio.com. This is the Peter Boyles Show.
Sometimes on 7:48, 12 before the hour, Friday morning, the 18th of September. David Horowitz coming up. Dave Gruber, 85. Got to read this before we go. Hickenlooper and Gardner are running for the, quote, U.S. Senate. I understand that. But if you're in Nevada or in Kansas, you don't vote in that election. It's a statewide election to vet for the senator. And Cory Gardner's got to come to the dance. Without further ado, the man with a plan, Brian Gray, Alpine Planning. My boy, happy Friday. Sometimes, remember, they say some people's kids. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Pete. I tell you what, you got them fired up this morning, no doubt about that.
Oh, boy. Huh? Anyhow.
Well, here we go. We started off the week good. We want to see if we can try to end today on a positive note. Doesn't look too good right now. We got the Dow down 116 points, NASDAQ's down almost 12 points, and the S&P's down 10. But how would you like to be Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, or Jeff Bezos?
I'd love
these
it.
Billions.
I'd love it.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. These billionaires have seen their fortune grow $845 billion since March. Now, while most of Americans are now earning less than before the pandemic, these guys are earning more, and between March 18th and September 15th, their wealth has grown by 29%. Highest earner, obviously, being CEO Elon Musk. So if you want to see how your portfolio compares to these guys, by all means, give Alpine Planning Group a call. We'll see if we can help you get to you there.
Oh, how's God. That? If you're not feeling bad enough, call Brian. I know. Is Musk nuts? I mean, he's like a Howard Hughes character. Is he? What do you do with him?
He's either nuts or he's a genius.
Well, you know, one sometimes, of the two. Yeah, sometimes both.
Yeah.
I mean, I love watching him.
He says he's going to do something, and he produces.
Doesn't. Yeah, Zuckerberg leaves me flat. Please.
Yeah, but, he's a limp noodle, but that's another story.
I know, but watching these guys, it's like, if somebody gave you, here's what I would do. If somebody said, hey, Peter, here's $10 million. I'd be heading for the elevator with mistletoe taped to the back of my Levi's. I'd be so gone. Have a nice day.
I'd be in Winter Park so quick you couldn't find me.
Man, and I'd be one of those guys I'd get one of those gold passes that you can ski any day. I guess I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
absolutely.
How it's going to work. What do you got going for the weekend, my boy? What do you got going for the weekend?
Just gonna take it easy, do some chores around the house, get some stuff done. Was off there for 5 weeks, so we got to get some stuff done.
I love you, man. 303-843-0918. It's one of the best guys, Brian Gray, Alpine Planning. 303-843-0918. Call the man up. I'll talk to you, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Pete.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 right. West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
It's 7:52. It's 8 minutes before the hour. And coming up, David Horowitz has written extensively about what he believes is happening to the NFL. Last night, the Browns down 45% from the year before. We'll talk about the NBA. They're down 45% as well. And then Dave Gruber about the arrest that took place in Aurora. In the meantime, I want to come back to this. I mean, this lash-up between the two senatorials, and one has the seat, and he's in the rears right now, and that's Cory Gardner. The other guy, John Hickenlooper, is hiding in the basement. But it is a state election. It's not a national election. I don't know why you people think that somebody in Canada could vote or Kansas or Nebraska or Wyoming or South Dakota. This election for the U.S. Senate to determine in the state of Colorado, just like the governor. It's really not different. So, Cory Gardner and Stephen Tubbs has dropped this amazing film. And the beginning of all of this homelessness, well, it really begins before then, but the insanity of Denver's road home is John Hickenlooper's and his the next guy in line, Michael Hancock. Cory, you can hang this on him like the Christmas tree, and he won't do it. Why? Same thing is true. The Bilderberg. They use it in that ad, that stupid ad, where he's washing a Maserati bumper and it says Hickenlooper on the bumper. BFD. What does that mean? It means nothing. But why does a Maserati? Because he takes a limo ride when he is, or probably more than one limo ride when he's in touring at the Bilderberg. Let's talk about why. We were talking, who was it, Jeffrey? Oh, it was Jeff Hildebrand talking about, because he knows much, a lot about Hollywood, worked in Hollywood, about you always assume that everybody starts from blank. I assume people don't understand what the significance of the Maserati is. I do. He went to turn and he came back. He said, I'd like to be president. How did that happen? On the other side, the one and only David Horowitz, the NFL ratings are cratered. What will week two bring? Starting last night, they were down 45% on the overnights. Hang on your hats, and then Dave Gruber. I'm Peter Boyles. Friday's here, 710 KNUS.